Doug, there's some real excitement about this offense. How would you characterize the 2015 offense compared to your first 2 years here?
Well, the biggest thing is going into year three, guys are understanding our system, and we have that identity, I think, in year three. First couple of years, we were kind of trying to figure some things out. Who are we? Are we going to run the ball? Are we going to throw the ball? Is there going to be that blend? But I think now that we have our quarterbacks established, our running backs established, they're familiar with our stuff, our tight end is healthy and playing, and we're a little more explosive, I think, on the perimeter this year going forward. Jeremy brings a great explosiveness there with the passing game. Albert's going into his second year, played some at the end of the year, gives us a little more depth at that position. So, you know, we know who we are. We love the direction in which we're headed, and we just got to keep fighting, keep digging. That's why we play these games and get ready for that regular season game.
So seeing that, you've got a chance to get more people out, make some big plays. But that means you've got to protect. Where's that group at? Where does it need to be when you start against Houston?
You know, we're still in that trial phase where we're trying to find the best five. And at the end of the day, the best five are going to play. And, you know, we've seen some one-on-one battles in there. I think, as you and I know, everything starts with that offensive line. And you can't throw or run the football without that group. So, you know, we'll find the best five, get those guys to gel and gel quickly, and get ready for Houston.
Okay, I want to ask you about the tight end position. Last year, the three tight end thing, necessity, the mother of invention. What about your tight end position and where it's at right now?
Well, obviously comfortable with Travis and what he's done. And you know, he had a great season last year, and he's having a good preseason this year. And then you go out and get James O'Shaughnessy, and an athletic guy, again, a guy we're asking a lot of at that position. And right now he's learning the what we call our Y position, or our true tight end spot. And right now we've got five good guys, and really we're looking for those three guys. You throw Demetrius in there, a healthy Demetrius Harris. Now you've got good competition, and it makes that group better. As you saw earlier in the season last year with the three tight end package, really became a very universal group for us. And again, guys that can run block, and can run routes. That becomes a weapon for you offensively.
Another place is the running back spot. You've got some guys there, but I think a Charkhandrick West, kid at Abilene Christian. But what about his progress and how he's related and complements a Niall Davis and a Jamal Charles?
You know, and that starts with I think Eric Bieniemy in there. I mean, he does a great job of teaching those guys that position. And then, of course, he's sitting behind a great running back in Jamal, and then a powerful type guy in Niall Davis. And Charkhandrick is more of that slippery, quick, maybe doesn't have the long speed guy, but can make guys miss in the box. And then, you know, he can make a 20, 25, 30-yard run. And he's also done a great job out of the backfield catching the ball. I think that's one of his strengths this year going forward, is he worked on that in the offseason. And he brings us a little more of that elusiveness. You know, you got Jamal. We know exactly what he is. You kind of know what Niall is. He might be your between the tackles type runner. And this guy now kind of fits a little bit of both. He's a downhill runner, but yet he's shifty enough to slip and find lanes. He's done a great job. He's done a great job, and it gives us a little more depth at that position.
Final question. It deals with the two-minute offense. What about improving there, whether you need a three or a seven, and making that happen?
Yeah, you know, and it's something that Coach Reed allows us to do in practice here and do it quite often. And we do a lot of hurry up anyway during the course of practice on normal downs and distances. It's not like we just save it for the 2 minute situation. So it's something that we practice on a daily basis. And if you don't practice it, you probably don't see a touchdown, especially that last play, where it's something we do work on and, you know, put our guys in that position to make that play.